A chilling 911 call was made by a woman after she discovered a decapitated 3-month-old baby.
I'm sorry, 911. What is the address of your emergency?
Somebody please send the police. My niece killed her baby. Please.
What is the address?
5957 Wildwood.
Okay, ma'am.
Help me.
Ma'am, who were you just talking? You were just talking to somebody. Who were you just talking to?
My son. He came over here. He found that I was asleep. And he had his kids in to go to school because they go from my house. And he seen the baby on my sister. Oh, my God. Help me.
Listen to me. Listen to me. I need you to stop. Stop crying, okay? Stop crying.
Oh,
I need you to help. I need you to take a deep breath and tell me what happened.
Ma'am. Please send the police right away.
Ma'am, you weren't crying when I heard you talking to him. You were fine. And then when I picked up, you started crying. I need you to tell me what's going on.
Ma'am, I am crying. I'm outside screaming.
What happened?
But he keeps telling me to calm down.
What happened?
All I know is my son came in here and woke me up and said, Mama, the baby's dead. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What am I going to do because she killed this baby? Oh, God.
Okay, why are you saying she killed the baby?
Because the baby is in the room. Here, talk to my son, brother.
How old is the baby?
The baby is 3 months.
Oh, my God, I'm going to jail.
Hello?
What happened?
Police. I don't know. This house is big. I don't know where my little cousin is. So can you please?
Where is the 3-month-old baby?
The baby is on my mama's kitchen counter with his head smashed. Now, I need you to please send me...
Okay, is it a male or female?
I know where my little cousin is at. Now, if a little girl pop up with a weapon, I'm not going to have a little cousin no more. So, can you please... I know this protocol. Can you please just send the police?
I need to know what happened to the baby.
I don't know what happened to the baby. I came into the house. She told you. We came into the house. The baby was on the counter. My mom was in the bed asleep. I woke my mom up, and we calling you. That's all I know. I don't know nothing else. I have a little cousin. She was here. I don't know.
Okay. Listen to me.
Look,
is the baby breathing?
Listen, lady. The baby is deceased.
Okay. All right. We're sending the police and an ambulance, right. Okay?
Mama.
What is her name, sir?
Mama. Trust. Hello.
What is your name?
I'm Robert Stewart.
And who is the mother of the child?
Huh?
Who is the mother?
De'Asia. What is De'Asia's last name?
Watkins.
Is she there right now?
No, I don't know where she's at. That's the problem. I don't know where this little girl is at. I don't even know if she's in this house. It's a big house, lady. Please. I don't want to look for her. I don't want to look for her. So if you please send the police.
Listen to me, sir. We already have the run started, okay?
All right.
So no one has any idea what happened to the child.
Listen, lady, I cannot explain to you what happened because I do not know. Nobody knows. It happened sometime in the middle of the night.
Okay. What do you see when you look at the child?
Look, lady. I don't want to describe the scene. This scene is very, very bad. All right. The little baby head is open, open. I'm not going in there to touch nothing because I don't want to mess nothing up. I'm not going in there to look. I already seen it, but it's not. It's very violent. It's a very violent scene. All right, it's very violent.
All right, sir. We have police and fire department responding out.
All right, I gotta go back to the car because my kids is outside. I don't know where this girl is at. Now, Ma, I need you to either go lock yourself in here or I'm finna go out because I gotta go out here with them. Then come outside, Ma. You gotta pick. Because I got to be out there with them. My kids are scared. I'm not looking nowhere, because if I see her...
Go ahead. Okay. Mommy, I'm going to die.
Not
going
to die. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Ms. Stewart.
Can I call my aunt, please?
Okay, can I speak to your mom?
The lady
want
to talk to you.
Hello.
Okay, ma'am, listen to me, okay? We have help on the way. What
I'm
do you
ready
think
to
happened?
Die, lady.
What do
oh
you
my
think
God.
Happened? What happened to the baby?
I don't know. My son wouldn't let me get up with Peter. I don't know. I have my knees. Oh my God, I would die.
You're talking about your daughter?
I want to call my daughter. I'm scared.
Okay, so no one can tell me what happened?
No, my knees are scared. Oh, my God.
Okay, all right, we have help on the way, okay?
I'm so scared. Oh, my God, I'm going to die. Oh, my God, they're going to need you. They're going to need you. Please, hurry up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? Oh, my God. What was he doing in my house? Oh, my God, Mel. Oh, my God.
They're on their way, okay?
Desia Watkins, who was 20 years old, had gone to bed after decapitating her own baby and repeatedly stabbing her body, leaving the relatives to find the remains of the girl. Watkins' aunt had found the body of the baby, and she's the one who made the call. Family members had said that the mother had been suffering from postpartum depression and was speaking of demons a lot. This is the chilling 911 call of a man named Dom Spirit. Dom shot his daughter and 6 grandchildren before turning the gun on himself.
Gilchrist County 911, what's the address of the emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I just shot my daughter and shot all my grandkids, and I'll be sitting on my step. And when you get here, I'm going to shoot myself.
What is the address that you're at, sir?
2550 Northwest, 25 Paris, downstairs. Every one of them are dead.
You said your name is Don Spirit?
Yep.
All right, Don, what kind of gun do you have?
It doesn't matter what kind of gun I got. They're all dead, and then when you get here, I'll shoot myself, and then you figure out what kind of gun it is.
How long did this happen, Don?
I don't want to hear it, man. I'm done with all every thing. Just bring the out here, that's all. You got all the kids are dead in the house.
Okay, how many people? Okay, how many people?
6 kids, 1 adult.
6 kids and 1 adult?
Yeah. One of them is a baby.
All right, Don. Is there any way you can stay on the phone with me until I get somebody there to help you?
What's that?
Can I have you stay on the phone with me?
No, not that. I'm waiting for them to get here. When they get here, I'm going to shoot myself on my back step. All I'm doing is waiting for them.
I need help. Okay, Don.
The bodies of the 6 children were scattered throughout the trailer, and the bodies of Spirit and his daughter were found in different areas outside the trailer. The way he so coldly speaks about what he did is haunting. These are the audio tapes of Omar Martin speaking to the police on the phone after shooting 49 people dead and wounding 68 others in Pulse Nightclub in Orlando, Florida.
Emergency 911, this is Officer Lyons, being recorded.
What? I want to let you know I'm in Orlando and I did the shooting.
What's your name?
My name is, I pledge of allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi of the Islamic State.
Okay. What's your name?
I pledge my allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, Hafidullah, on behalf of the Islamic State.
Where are you at?
In Orlando.
Where in Orlando?
Hello there. Hi there, this is Orlando Police. Who am I speaking with, please?
You're speaking with the person who pledged his allegiance to the Islamic State, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, Hafidhahu Allah.
Okay, can you tell me where you are right now so I can get you some help?
No, because you have to tell America to stop bombing Syria and Iraq. They're killing a lot of innocent people. So what am I to do here when my people are getting killed over there? You get what I'm saying?
I do. I completely get what you're saying. What I'm trying to do is prevent anybody else from getting in.
They need to stop the U.S. airstrikes. They need to stop the U.S. airstrikes, okay?
I understand
that. They need to stop the U.S. airstrikes. You have to tell the U.S. government to stop bombing. They're killing too many children. They're killing too many women.
I understand that. But here's why I'm here right now. I'm with the Orlando Police. Can you tell me what you know about what's going on tonight?
What's going on is that I feel the pain of the people getting killed in Syria and Iraq and all over the Muslim Ummah.
Okay. So, have you done something about that?
Yes, I have.
Tell me what you did, please.
No, you already know what I did.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to keep you safe and how to get this resolved peacefully, because I'm not a politician, I'm not a government. All I can do is help individuals, and I'm going to start with helping you.
By the way, there's some vehicles outside that have been bombed, just to let you know. Your people are going to get it, and I'm going to ignite it if they try to do anything stupid.
Okay, I understand that, and I'll pass that along. Can you tell me what vehicle? Because I don't want to see anybody get hurt.
No. But I'll tell you this. It can take out a whole city block almost.
I understand that. Tell me, in the club, do you have any injured people with you that you brought with you?
I'm not letting you know nothing.
Well, I'm trying to offer you help.
Well, you need to know that they need to stop bombing Syria and Iraq. The U.S. is collaborating with Russia, and they're killing innocent women and children, okay?
I hear what you're saying.
My homeboy, Tamerlan Sarnaev, did his thing on the Boston Marathon. My homeboy, Munir Abu Salha, did his thing, okay? So now, it's my turn, okay?
Sunday.
It's shocking to hear somebody who has hurt and killed so many people sound so proud of their actions. He was killed in a shootout with the local police just moments later. A man calls the emergency services after he flips out at his son and stabs him.
I'm sad, police. What's your emergency?
I've stabbed his son and he's in the bathroom. I don't know if he's alive or dead.
Right, what's your address?
Grove,
Carrington Street.
Yeah, were you here, please?
Yes. What's your son called?
He's not, I think he's dead.
How old is he?
He's 26.
What, and you stabbed him?
We had an argument and I didn't mean to.
Don't worry, I'm going to help you. Just don't put the phone down because I need to ask you some questions.
I couldn't be here, I got angry.
Right.
I got so angry, I can't believe it.
Okay, what's your name?
Steve-O.
Steve?
Yeah.
And what's your... We're dealing with this as an immediate. They're coming straight away. We're going to get you an ambulance as well. All right. What did you stab him with?
A knife.
A knife?
Yeah.
Right, what sort of knife?
Kitchen knife, you know, the one that you use. What we're getting a set.
Right. All right, don't worry, my name's Louise, just stay on the phone with me, we're getting an ambulance. All right.
I know you.
So you've been arguing?
Yeah, he's officially they argue with me, and then all of a sudden I was sick of it.
All right.
I'm in the flick. I didn't mean it. I just quit.
All right. Well, you've done the right thing ringing me, so you stay on the phone with me. All right. You're all right, Stephen.
Yeah, well,
hopefully everything will be all right, okay?
The water, because he's not moving.
Sorry?
He's not moving.
He's not moving. Where have you stabbed him? Where have you done it?
He's in the bathroom now.
Yeah, but what?
I did it in the living room and
right.
In the bathroom.
Right.
I spent about 15 minutes ago.
Whereabouts on his body?
I don't know because he's got caught and I just went like that.
So you stabbed him in the living room? And how did he get in the bathroom?
He walked there. He started tripping
with it. Did he just collapse?
And then when he hit me, I stabbed him again. I should have stabbed him twice.
You've stabbed him twice?
Yeah. Please.
Okay. All right.
I know you did, Stephen.
Stephen Hall killed his son Keith McGlone with a kitchen knife at their home in Hull. He then realised what he had done, and he immediately called the emergency services to confess, saying, "I just flipped." Stephen Hall was given a life sentence. This next call was placed by the killer's girlfriend's mother. The victim was disemboweled by his classmate.
Okay. Oh my gosh! Nelly! You're back!
911, what's the address of the emergency?
1625 Baptist Row Lane. Please, I've got a kid who's been stabbed. Oh my god! Please, come now! Please, come now! Please! Oh my god!
Ma'am, please, what is this?
Okay. I'm in Mount Pleasant Beach.
What's the phone number?
Hanging out of his stomach, please.
Ma'am, listen to me. I am getting help to you. I need you to take a deep breath.
Okay.
What is the phone number you're calling from?
703.
So the suspect that stabbed them is still on scene?
Yes, he's somewhere. I don't know. He's in my house. He's my daughter's boyfriend. Lucas, baby. Lucas, please. Oh, God. Lucas, are you alive? Yes, you are. Just be easy, baby. Be easy. Please, let's make it. Oh, my God.
Is there any serious bleeding, Robin?
Oh, God, yes. It's everywhere.
All right, ma'am, I'm sending the paramedics to help you now. Just stay on the
Thank
line
you.
And I'll tell you exactly
okay.
what to do next. Did you say that he has the knife still in him?
No, I have the knife.
All right, listen carefully. I want you to lay
yes.
his hand on his back
side
on the
back.
Ground. Or yes, ma'am.
He's on his side right now, and his intestines are hanging outside of his body. You want me to lay him on his back?
Yes. Is he breathing?
No. He's taking deep, deep breaths.
Okay, so he's breathing.
Yeah, he's breathing.
Okay, I want you to place your hand on his forehead and your other hand under his neck and then tilt the head back. Put your ear next to his mouth.
Oh, my God, I can't do this. I cannot do this. He's, like, disemboweled. I can't stand it. What do you want me to do? I can't put him on his back. Am I supposed to touch his guts? Ma'am?
I just need you to roll him over on his back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, where is the suspect? Inside your house?
He's inside my house with my daughter.
Okay, where has he been stabbed?
He's been stabbed right in his stomach.
The victim was named Lucas Cavanaugh, and he was stabbed because he had sent a Snapchat to the killer's girlfriend. The killer saw this and offered the victim a fight. During the altercation, the killer pulled a knife from his pocket and proceeded to stab the victim in the torso, resulting in death. A jealous husband calls 911 after he strangles his estranged wife as their children slept upstairs. He then made himself a cup of tea while waiting for the police.
Met police, what's your emergency? Yeah, I need police and ambulance.
What for?
Actually, I killed my wife.
You killed your wife?
Yeah.
Okay, but so how did you kill her?
Pardon?
How did you kill your wife?
She with his scarf and he hold her neck. And
you strangled her with her scarf?
Yeah.
Their marriage had ended, and the victim began to see another man. So he got hold of some keys, and let himself in, and then hid himself in a cupboard, and waited. The victim, named Nazia Begum, entered the building, and then he strangled her. I can't imagine how terrified she must have been in her final moments. A Florida man who bought a home at an auction got a shocking surprise when he went to look over the property.
Keep quiet, public safety, Stevens.
Hi, this is Officer Brady with the True Downstairs. Hey, I just got a call from somebody, just bought a house, and they say there's a dead human body in there, about dead for a long time, so it's not like an emergency, but...
Okay, what's the address? You received a call?
Yeah, he called into ISB, I think, and ISB transferred him to me, and then I'm transferring him to you.
You have him on the line still, or?
Yeah, I'm going to transfer him to you. I think his name is Bill Wilson.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I bought a house at a tax deed auction, and apparently the reason they sold it on day taxes, the owner died, and she couldn't pay her taxes. Nobody ever came and got her, so she's still in the house.
The owner of the house. Okay. Are you at the house now?
I can't imagine it would be anyone different. I mean, I can't identify who it is.
Are you in the house now?
I'm outside the house.
Okay. Where did you find the person?
It's in the master bedroom.
Okay.
On the floor. Okay. Good. Going out to check it out?
Yep. That's what I'm doing. Hold on one moment.
I mean, it's not urgent because...
I understand. Yeah. Okay, and your last name?
Wilson.
Wilson?
W-I-L-S-O-N.
First name?
William.
What is it?
William.
Okay, they're on their way, sir. Just stay up front, okay?
The man found a corpse on the bedroom floor of the master bedroom. It's sad that nobody cared enough for the woman to check on her. The house went on to an auction after the woman went missing for 3 years. If you've seen my previous videos, you'll know that something similar has actually happened to a man who bought a house at an auction too. He found the remains of a woman inside the wall. In this next 911 call, a woman calls the police because she is trapped in a mansion against her will.
Chat on 911, what's the address of your emergency? This is Chatcom 911. We received the hang-up call. Do you have an emergency?
Yes, I accidentally hung up. Did you ask for my address?
I'm sorry?
Did you ask for my address?
What is your address?
No, I said, did you ask for it?
Yes, you need the police to come to your location?
I wondered if I'm in a very bad situation and I need to get out. And I was planning on leaving today.
Okay, so what do you want the police to do?
I'm asking, what do you think I should do?
What do you mean you're in a bad situation and you're trying to get out? What does that mean?
It's a house full of girls, and he threatened, if I try to leave, that he'll kill me and stuff.
Wait, did you say you're in a house full of girls?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody threatened to kill you if you leave?
Mm-hmm.
Who's threatening to kill you? One of the girls?
No, our boss.
Your boss?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your boss?
I don't know his full name. I know his name.
Okay. Okay, how old are you? Okay, and what's your address?
Well, nothing illegal is going on here. I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay, well, why does he threaten to kill you if you leave?
So when I came here, it was like a good situation where you come and you work and you have girls dance. And the girls make money from dancing, and the money.
Okay, so you.
Dancing.
Okay, so you and the girls dance for money at this house.
Yeah, I haven't started yet. I just got here. I've been here for about a month, and he had me go get like plastic surgery. And he's like, he's so mean. I just can't stay.
Okay, and how did you meet him?
On this website. It's called Seeking Arrangements.
It's called what arrangements?
Seeking Arrangements.
Thinking?
Seeking Arrangements.
Seeking Arrangements?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your name?
Kendrick Roberts was arrested after the woman called 911, saying she and other women were being held against their will in the property and were made to dance for money. She was sent to the Dominican Republic to get breast implants, and all of the women were made to get the word LOP tattooed on their wrists in reference to a gang member. Roberts threatened to kill her if she left the home, and said he would pay somebody to cut her chest open, take out the implants, and cut her up if she ever did. This next one is a call from a man in North Carolina. He tells the operator that he woke up from a dream to find his wife stabbed to death on their bedroom floor.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
Patuxent Drive.
Okay, just repeat that address to make sure we have it right.
Patuxent Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, and what is your first and last name? Phone number you calling from?
Phone number?
Yes, sir. Tell me exactly what happened.
I think I killed my...
What do you mean by that? What happened?
I had a dream. And then I turn on the lights and she's dead on the floor.
How?
I have blood all over me and there's a bloody knife on the bed. And I think I did it.
Okay. Give me, alright, stay on the phone with me. I'm getting her ambulance, okay?
I can't believe this. I can't believe this.
When did you wake up to find this?
Well, I don't even know what time it is.
Alright, stay on the phone with me, sir. I just gotta ask you a few questions, okay? I'm getting some help to you. Are you with the patient now?
Yeah, I can see her.
Okay. All right. How old is the patient? How's your?
She's 29.
Okay. Is she awake at all right now? What makes you think she's dead? Is she awake?
She's not breathing.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, do you think she is beyond any help?
I don't know. I'm too scared to get too close to her.
Okay, just stay on the phone with me, sir. I'm here with you.
I'm so scared.
All right, I've already sent the paramedics to help you, okay? I'm sending someone to assist you. Just please leave everything as you found it. Is there anything else we can do for you, sir? Where's the knife right now?
The knife's on the bed. I'm not next to it, so I don't have a weapon on me or anything like that.
Okay, when did you wake up?
No. I don't know. I took more medicine than I should have.
What medicine did you take?
I took chloroquine, cough and cold, chloroquine, HCP, cough and cold, because I know it can make you feel good. So a lot of times I can't sleep at night.
Okay.
I took some.
All right, sir. What is it? What are you sure she's not breathing?
She's not moving. Oh my God.
Okay, I'm gonna stay here with you. Okay, let's at least see if she's breathing. Okay.
I'm so
all right.
Let's provide her.
Can you see her from where you're at?
Yeah, it's so bad. There's so
okay.
much blood.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna stay here on the phone with you until help gets there. Okay, just don't touch anything. Just look at is she breathing at all? Is her chest moving? Is anything going on with her?
No.
Okay. Well, we're gonna leave.
Blood is dried on me.
It's dried.
The blood's not wet on me. The blood is dry. So I don't
okay.
know when. I don't know what oh, my God.
All right, well, at least, look, we're going to at least try to help her, okay? All right, just give me this. All right, I've already sent the paramedics to help you. Just now I want them to tell you exactly what to do next, okay? Are you right by her?
Oh, my God. I mean, I can see her, but, oh, my God.
Stay with me, sir. I know this is upsetting, but we were going to try to do as much for her as you can. If you're not sure that she's gone, we're going to try to help her, okay? So just listen carefully.
I mean,
just listen. Okay, sir? Or just look at her right now. Tell me what you see. Is the chest moving? Is she breathing? Anything at all?
No, she's not moving at all. Oh, my God. No, he didn't deserve this. Why?
I understand, sir. I understand. But right now, we just want to make sure we're doing as much as possible. Is there anyone else at all in the home with you, or is it just you and her?
No, it's just me and her.
Where are you in the house? Where are you in the house, sir?
In the back of the house. There's a light on it.
Okay, well, alright, is the door unlocked?
I don't know.
Can you go do that for me, sir? That way the paramedics can get in. Are you able to do that?
No.
Okay, go ahead and stay on the phone with me. Go ahead and unlock the door, okay?
That's so blue light.
What'd you say, sir? Go ahead and unlock the door. Let me know when she done that, okay? Let me know when the door's unlocked. Okay, you said officers are there?
No.
I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna let you go.
The couple were married for less than a year. And he blames the killing of his wife on the cold medicine he had taken. If he really is telling the truth, I can't imagine anything more terrifying than waking up from a dream only to discover you have killed the closest person to you. This next call is from an ex-UKIP member confessing a murder. UKIP is a political party in the United Kingdom, standing for the UK Independence Party.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I've just killed my wife.
You've just killed your wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bit different for you tonight, I expect. Happy New Year.
Okay, and how have you killed her?
Suffocation, really, I guess. Bit of a bizarre situation, but, you know, never mind.
Okay, is it just the two of you in the house?
Well, just the one of us now.
Right, okay.
Yeah, well, two, you know. Yeah.
Okay, is there any other sort of issues that the officers need to be aware of when they come into the house? Is
there any dangers? No, not really. You know, I'm not violent, I'm not nothing.
Okay. Stephen, can I just get you to go and answer the door? I believe we should have some officers there. Are you able to just go and speak to them?
Okay, they're here now, are they?
They should be there.
Well, I'm on my way.
Okay.
I'm on my way as we speak.
Okay.
Oh, hello, buddies. How are you? All right?
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
No matter how many calls I hear like this, of somebody killing their loved one, I still find it shocking how calmly these people confess to the killings. And the way he greets the officers as they walk into the door is strange, to say the least. And how he describes himself as non-violent. The former UKIP member also had an affair with their son's partner. He also claimed that his 62-year-old wife, named Anne, attacked him with a knife and that he had to defend himself. But he was still found guilty of murder. It appears that he placed her in a chokehold, a move that he knew from his military training. Now, I've saved this call until last, as it creeped me out so much. It's a little different to the others on the list. The police received a 911 call, but the person on the other line hung up. So the police called back right away, and they discovered the call had come from the Imperial Memorial Gardens, which is a funeral home and a cemetery. The police mainly heard static. Here is the call.
911, this is Erica, how can I help you? Hello? Hello?
What's even creepier is when the police went to check out the funeral home, they found it locked up with all of the lights off, which makes me wonder if this call could have actually been of the paranormal. Recently, I seem to have had a couple of problems from YouTube. I'm not appearing on people's searches, and my videos are being demonetized as soon as I upload them. I shared this news and a couple of people have asked if they can donate, which I'm absolutely blown away by. I'll leave the link to my PayPal in the description if anybody wants to make a donation, but please don't feel obliged. Also, if you enjoyed the video, please leave a like or a comment, and share it around with your friends or people you think might enjoy it. YouTube are changing their terms and services, so leaving a like and a comment will really help my channel to grow. Thank you.
We're sorry.
sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.